This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. American Farm Bureau Federation members are talking labor challenges on Capitol Hill. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Iowa farmers are no stranger to labor challenges. Every year, it seems like the pool of laborers to hire for on-farm jobs gets smaller and smaller. On top of that, the H-2A program that farmers have come to rely on can be complicated and expensive to use. Farm Bureau members went to Capitol Hill to talk with their senators and representatives about a labor shortage that's reaching critical levels. Arizona farmer John Boltz says the current system of utilizing H-2A workers is no longer viable.
We've been short of workers for well over two decades, and over the last year or two, we've been watching the use of that explode. When we're seeing H-2A used that heavily, we're in crisis mode in U.S. agriculture. It's an expensive program to use. It's bureaucratically challenging, and it takes a reasonable manner of expertise to navigate the system and actually get workers.
Bolt says the farmers went to Capitol Hill to advocate for two key changes to keep more farms in business.
We're back here asking particularly for a freeze in the adverse effect wage rate that's part of the H-2A program, and asking for a suspension to the disaggregated worker pay rates that was introduced in 2023 so that more farms can stay in business, because we've really gotten to that point where we're so desperate that farms are deciding to shut down.
Boltz is also asking other farmers and ranchers to reach out and get involved in advocating for a labor fix.
Call and contact their representatives in Congress and talk to folks with the administration about the issue, but also ask their workers and their employees to speak up to change this situation for all employers and employees. And I think the consumer needs to get the message as well. So we need to be talking to consumers, and we need to be talking to our customers.
For more information, visit fb.org/labor. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.